Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, August 4th of 2020, which is primary election day here in this state, Michigan. Obviously, in other states, the primary election day can be different, but my hope is that you went and voted today, and that you voted according to how you God would want you to vote. I'm going to touch on that in a few minutes tonight. Of course, I won't dwell on it for a long time. I'm just going to touch on it for a minute. But I want to welcome you wherever you're listening from, whatever you're doing, whether you're here in the States or you're in other countries. I remember recently we had every continent other than Antarctica represented among the listeners, which is amazing. That's amazing to think about. North and South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Oceania, Australia, that whole continent. Obviously not Antarctica, because Antarctica doesn't have quote-unquote permanent population. That is people who live there permanently. That continent does not have that. But we've been represented by listeners and on all the other continents, in many different countries, which is a beautiful thing. And that's a great thing to see, that when the Word of God is going out to other countries. And that's a great thing to see. It really is. And I'm so glad to have you with us tonight. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, My prayer is that you come ready to receive whatever it is and everything that God has for you tonight. Not what I have, what God has for you. And I just pray that you'll just hold on to it and receive it. Receive whatever that thing is that you believe in for God to do for you. Amen. And so, I want to let you know what the plan is. The plan is, tonight, I wanted to teach on Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. And I'm calling this Crossover and Possess. That land that God has in store for you, whatever that thing is, I'm calling it Crossover and Possess. And I don't want to say too much more about that right now, because I don't want to ruin my teaching, because I said so much too early. I don't want to do that. And while I do, I'll talk to you briefly after I read it about the events that led to that point. And it'll be good. because how many of you know, listeners, that God has a plan for you. God has plans for you. He does. And so it's going to be a great thing. Tomorrow night, our missionary friend out of who lives in Honduras, who's in the States right now, she has agreed to come on the show with us tomorrow night and discuss what all she does. I've invited her to come on and talk to us, and I'll ask some questions that I feel that some of you may would possibly ask. And it's going to be a good night. And as we said last night, everyone has been called by God to go into the world and preach the gospel. However means, by whatever means we do that. With that in mind, that's why we have asked if Natalia would come on. She said yes, because I wasn't going to force her to do, I don't force people to do anything like that. They're not comfortable, they don't have to. I just felt like what God wanted. And so I just, like I said, tomorrow night's going to be a great show. And I'm really looking forward to it. Now, talk to you about this whole vote thing. You have governors from across this nation . You had Joe Biden say, and you've had other officials say, quote unquote, mail-in ballots are secure. In my state, Michigan, our governor and our secretary of state authorized for every registered voter to receive a mail-in form, not the ballot, the form to fill out in order to vote by mail. The problem with that is that I've heard of people who received forms in the mail for people who moved out of that house 25 years ago. Just about 25 years ago. In one case, someone hadn't lived there since 1996. And the form came. Tell me that's not messed up. Megan, don't you think that's kind of messed up?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Should that be happening? I don't think you should be getting mail to your house that you left in 1996. Should you? You shouldn't, should you? And so the problem is people could use that to vote multiple times for one election. This means that if five people had lived in that same house, five different families, one family moves out, lives there, then moves out in 5 years, then another one, then another one, then another one, then another one, and we'll say you just bought the house. Well, basically, this means that you'd be able to vote five times. And the way I look at it is supposed to be one person, one vote.
Well, they track that too.
But, I would hope at least. The thing with this is, that's why me, not just me, I heard it first before I came up with it. It's what they can call cheat by mail, which means that you could basically vote multiple times along with other issues. When you go to the voting booth and vote in person, now I understand if you're going to be out of town on election day, or for whatever reason you may not be able to go vote and you want to make sure your vote counts, vote absentee, that's great. But mail-in voting, the thing is people could use that to cheat, and you'd be surprised. There can be fraud involved, and I don't know what types of voter ID thing they're going to have in place, because in many of your states, in order to go vote, you have to show your ID in order to vote. In my state, you're not necessarily forced to. You're supposed to, but they don't force you to. If you don't have it, you can still vote. But I always bring my ID with me when I go in there to vote, so that they know that I am who I say I am. And that way it's kept secure as possible. And so I would say, if you can at all, in November and on your primary day, your primary day is after today, then go vote in person if you can help it. And yes, you do need to vote, because it's very important that you make your voice heard, because of everything that's going on right now. It's really important that you make your voice known and who you want. And ultimately, we should be voting Christian. We should be voting for Christians and those who best represent the Constitution, because this tyranny has to stop, folks. It has to. And so one of the best ways to address that is by voting. The one good thing about this happening in an election year is that it means that we have a chance to do something about it, and that is to vote. Make your voice heard. And I teased today, and I said, someone wrote on Facebook, something about going to vote. And I said, do you think maybe we could go vote on a boat? Because it is summer. And that'd be different if you could just go vote on your boat. Not by mail, of course. You know, a totally secured ballot box. And all that. Everything secure. But my point is, vote Christian, vote Constitution, vote in person. If you can help it, vote in person. Not this cheat by mail. All right. Now, I wanted to bring up a way that you can get the blessing of the Lord of God, the blessing of the Lord on your life. And one of the best ways to do that, listeners, is to keep your tithes and offerings up to date. In the Old Testament, God said, "Will a man rob God?" Man said, "No, we would never rob you." And then God says, "Well, you have robbed me in tithes and offerings. And this kind of robbery is different from a holdup. This is where God said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. The tithe is the Lord's, always. It doesn't become the Lord's later. It's not the Lord's until you choose not to give it to him, and then it becomes your own. Nope, it's always the Lord's. And if you don't bring the tithes and your offerings under the storehouse, you are cursed with a curse. But if you bring the tithes into the storehouse, God will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. So whatever that thing is that the devourer has planned, is that if you do what the Lord said, bring the tithes and offering into the storehouse, like God said, that there may be meat in your house, then God would open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not be able to contain it. And you would be so blessed. And I want to tell you folks something. I'm sorry, I'm just fixing something. My God is the God of more than enough. Not just enough, more than enough. He's more than enough. And I think of another verse where it said, therefore my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. It's not based on the stock market. It's done according to his riches and glory. That's what it is. You say, what are you doing? You say, miracle man, what are you doing? I'm trying to help you rebuke the devourer from your life. Felt like I was supposed to deal with this. And so, of course, the tithe is 10%, and then the offering is beyond that. There are two parts to the tithe. Worship, money. worship and money. If you worship God with it, but you don't bring money, I mean, you don't put the offering in the bucket, you have not tithed. If you bring the offering up, but you don't worship God with it, then you haven't exactly tithed either. Also, you're not supposed to give begrudgingly or out of necessity like that, I have to do it. No. God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. Well, I lost my job last month, a couple months ago when they, during the lockdown. Oh, really? And I don't know if I'll be able to tithe anyway. The word said, God said, bring ye the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, taken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. When you give unto the Lord. Another verse. You'll reap blessing. But if you sow to your flesh, if you sow to your flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. I don't want corrupted. I don't want my house corrupted. I don't want my parents corrupted. No, I don't. No, I don't. Well, I follow what God said. Amen. And, you know, if you give, you know, your tithes and offerings, you have tithers' right. And the devourer gets rebuked by God on your behalf. And I didn't say your life would be perfect. But the God I serve is the God of more than enough, not just enough. Not, I'm going to scrape by the hair of my chinny chin chin, like the old cartoon said, the hair of my chinny chin chin. I think that was not by the head of my chinny chin chin. Am I going to let you in? The three little hippo. But yeah, it's not like the three little pigs where you just get by your chinny chin, by the head of your chinny chin chin. Nope. Not like that. But like I said, God wants to, Ephesians 3:20 us. He wants to bless us greatly, above and beyond what we could ever ask or think. Amen and amen. And amen. Also, I want to remind you that this portion of the broadcast brought to you by Steak and Shake, wherever the closest one is to you, where you can go and grab yourself a garlic burger, a garlic double, actually. A garlic steak double with fries for the price of just $3.99. plus tax. And you can enjoy it at your local Steak and Shake today. As my go-to burger, of course, is the garlic double. There's other various burgers that you can get for that price. And then obviously there's burger deals at different prices as well. I was just referring to what my personal favorite is. And while you're there, you can top it off with America's favorite soft drink, Coca-Cola. You can even have some vanilla added to it, or cherry, or think of chocolate Coke. Kind of weird sounding, Megan, or what? To each his own. When I tried it, it was kind of like a carbonated chocolate milk. It's kind of what that's kind of how it was, because normally you see chocolate milk isn't supposed to be carbonated. It's really not. So that was all at all weird. But other than that, it was decent. Or maybe it was almost like a Coke and a milkshake at the same time, but without the ice cream. So it's like, hey, I got a Coke and a milkshake. But there's no ice cream in it. But you can swing by your local Steak and Shake. Obviously, my go-to location is on Baldwin Road. Actually, inside of the Great Lakes Crossing parking lot between Entry 4 and Entry 6. And you can enjoy some wonderful food. All right. Now, real quick, I wanted to remind all of you the three homework assignments. Every day, read Psalm 23 out loud so your family can hear it. Those of you live with can hear it. Or maybe even at your workplace, so those there can hear it. Psalm 91 daily. And then also at high noon every day, we're looking up to heaven and we curse the virus, bless the Lord. And as we do that, we're dealing with Quran, which is the demon behind all the fear, all this other junk, and also stupid, which has caused a bunch of this mismanagement as well. And so, as I told you, my mindset so that it goes off. I have it so that anywhere I'm at, I can hear it. If I know my church service is going to be long, then. But then again, in church anyhow, turn it on silent. So if it goes off there, then I just curse it afterwards. But that'd be funny. I wonder how many phone alarms would go off in my church if pastor preached past 12 o'clock. Do you bet there'd still be like 3-4 different alarms going off? I'd be shocked if it was only 2, wouldn't you?
A lot of people have alarms for like lunchtime.
I know, but at noon. People, because even pastor's wife says she has that thing set. And she was in the store and it's went off. Now you kind of remember now, don't you? Yep, my mom has been places where it's went off and people are almost looking at her funny. They're like, what is that thing? So, who knows, but like I said, we're fighting the good fight of faith. Listeners, we're not doing
I'm not having you do these things. I'm not encouraging you to do these things just for the case of an exercise, by any means. No. What we're doing is we're fighting the good fight of faith. That's what we're doing. And I believe in faith. I've taught you a lot on faith over the couple of years that I've done this. And putting some works to our faith. And we're doing spiritual work, taking authority over COVID. And we're going to win. We're going to win. To win. Amen. Now, we're going to sing unto the Lord. And then we're going to the word of the Lord. The good news. And we're going to talk about Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. What a moment you have brought me through. You're here, what a freedom I have found in you. You're my healer, you're my healer. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. No man. You have power in your hand. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. One freedom. With all power in your hand, you have given me second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. 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 You make all things new, yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new, yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Follow you forward. Yes, Lord Jesus. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord, did and seen of the sweetest of love. Where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, how we love you tonight, Jesus. If somewhere where you can safely do so, just lift your hands and just thank the Lord for a second. You're worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come before you tonight, and we thank you that your hand is on our life. Thank you that you are with us. You got us. That you are in charge of us, those of us who choose to make you our Lord. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you would bless every one of these listeners who tuned in tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that you meet every need represented here tonight. Every need is met by you tonight in your name, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your word, that you use me tonight to deliver your word to these listeners. And everyone that needs to hear it, hears it. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you meet every need represented. Every healing, every sickness is healed. Those who need answers, receive them. Those who Whatever these listeners need, they have through you. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over the show tonight. Father, thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that listeners come into this, that increases in listenership come into this program. I thank you that finances come into this program. And most important of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for a huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Go with me, please, if you would, to the book of Joshua, chapter 5. Woo! I always do that. I like to do that. At my church, we do that. When we open up the Word of God, people get all excited and cheer. We love the Word. Yes. Joshua 5. And as I said, we're teaching tonight, cross over and possess. Just giving you a moment to find it. And just note, I'm reading from the New International Version. And obviously, many different versions will say it many different ways. So, just keep that in mind. I've been there for a minute, but I was just giving you a moment to get there. Verse 1. Joshua 5, verse 1. Now when all of the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all of the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites, until we had crossed over, their hearts melted, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make sharp knives, flint knives, sharp knives, same thing. Make sharp knives and circumcise the Israelites again. So Joshua made sharp knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gilboa Carahlah. Now this is why he did so. All those who came out of Egypt, all the men of military age, died in the desert on the way after leaving Egypt. All the people that came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the desert during the journey from Egypt had not. So Israelites had moved about in the desert 40 years until all the men who were of military age when they left Egypt had died, since they had not obeyed the Lord. And the Lord had sworn to them that they would not see the land that they had solemnly promised their fathers to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up their sons in their place. And these were the names Joshua circumcised. They were still uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on their way. And after the whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. On the evening of the fort, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna set the day after they ate this food from the land, and there was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate of the produce of Canaan. Verse 13 now. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or are you for our enemies? Neither, he replied. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground. What message does my Lord have for his servant? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place which you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. Now we're going to 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out, and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets with ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. And when they hear them sound a loud blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it. And he ordered the people, advance, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord. When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. And the armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets. And the rear guard followed the ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the people, do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Don't say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. And the armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord. The trumpets kept on sounding. So on the 2nd day, they also marched around the city once and returned to the camp, and they did this for 6 days. On the 7th day, they got up at daybreak, marched around the city 7 times, in the same manner, except that on that day, they marched around the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priests sounded the trumpets blast, Joshua commanded the people, shout, for the Lord has given you this city. And the city that all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies that we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction, and will bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold, and the articles of bronze and iron, are sacred to the Lord, and must go in to his treasury. When the trumpets sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpets, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man strayed in. And they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord. And they destroyed by the sword every living thing in it. Men, women, young, old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her. In accordance with your oath to her. So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all who belonged to her. And they brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it. But they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent out spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath. Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho, at the cost of his firstborn son. Will he lay its foundations? At the cost of his youngest, he set up its gates. So the Lord was with Joshua throughout the land. Listeners, I will be right back in just a second. Now that I am back, first of all, I'll talk to you about how it got to this point. So the Israelites, originally they were going to go to the Promised Land, but because some of the spies gave a bad report, they got in big trouble, and so they had to go back to the desert for 40 years to wander around in the desert and have everything they wanted, but then they were given manna to eat. Then Joshua became the leader at some point, and then they have to cross the Jordan. God dries on the Jordan, runs at flood stage during harvest, but the Lord dried up the Jordan so that the Israelites could walk through on dry ground. He could have made them swim, but he let them walk through on dry ground. And so they walked through on dry ground. They walked through on dry ground and with the water piled up in a heap, like to be their guard, their guide. Then they were to come up out of the Jordan. They come up out of the Jordan. The water goes back to how it had been. Then, after that, they end up going to Jericho. And God tells them, He tells them, you know, I've given you this land, Jericho. I've given you everything. And then He tells them, tells Joshua, you know, here's what everyone has to do. They have to march around the city for 7 days. The first 6 days, they had to march around the city once. On the seventh day, they got to do it seven times. And while they're marching around the city, can't say a word. They're supposed to be using those trumpets. If it was my call, you know what they'd be using exactly instead, Megan, don't you? Drumline, you guessed it, didn't you? And how many of you bet would be on it? You figured it'd be a huge one, right? Like 70, 80 plus of like the world's biggest like high school or college one, like whatever the biggest one is. And they get their stuff in there, they yell theirs or what have you. But God said nope. But they had to do that every day for 7 days. That they had to march Jericho. And they did it, and of course, after the seventh time, Joshua tells them, shout, the Lord has given you this city. People shout, the wall collapsed. And though everyone charged straight in. Now before that, God had told Joshua, only spare Rahab, the prostitute, and her family. And even though Rahab was very evil, she was a prostitute, the reason she was to be spared was because she hid the spies. the spies that were in there scoping it out from the land of Jericho, seeing what all it had to offer. And they went in there and they took everything that was not theirs. I mean, they took everything that God said that they were supposed to have. And Rahab, of course, explained to them everything that had happened. The reason I read you this story was to show you something. Some of us, I mean, God wants to advance us. He wants us to get above and beyond where we are right now. Maybe for your church, it's a bigger building, because the building you may be in right now won't be able to hold what God has coming. And I think of this verse that says, "The Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it. For the word our God, the Father, has told you, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Just go take possession of it. Cross over and possess." There and be afraid and be like, "Oh, it's too, oh, the people are scary. Oh, sit," or whatever. "Oh, I don't know. I don't like the paint, color paint on it. I don't like the," and they'll come up with all these reasons why they're afraid. Some of you, the reason you're not advancing, maybe it's because you're acting like you're sitting there being afraid, acting like a chicken. Those ten spies that were bad, and they gave a bad account to the leaders and Moses. And I think of this song that I remember from this thing that I used to listen to when I was really little. And that thing, that song about the Bible, was called The Donut Man. And I've always thought of it since then. This, Ten said no. There's giants there. Two said go. God leads us by the hand. Ten said, nope, we're afraid. Two said, let's go. God will give us a victory. And I always heard, you know, 10 were bad, 2 were good. But I just thought about that, and that really, you know, sums it up. And of course, other than Joshua and Caleb, the one good thing maybe that the 10 said is that the city was fortified and large. But they said all the giants and that, and you know, and that, and there were some things about the onions and that. And when I think of features of a promised land like that, something other than heaven, I think of it as a place like this. Oh, they have donuts the size of your face. Or they have donuts of so many different flavors. There's every fast food place you could want. The amount of buffets is just unreal. Wingdings up the wazoo, and they're all super cheap. there's so many big, there's so many big malls, and they're all they're all full of places, and they're always and of course they have a really good church, spirit-filled, water baptized, and the climate is just the way you like it, which is. For me, like in the summer, anywhere mid-80s to low, possibly mid-90s with not super extremely high humidity. But if it has all those other things I want, it can make up for it. The only thing, reason, that thing that made me think of that is because of what those people had said about those different onions and all the other things and all the different things they saw. I just think, like, imagine if we had that. Now, but some of us, what is that next thing that God's called you to? God wants us to cross over and possess. He doesn't want us to just stay where we are. God has a blessing he wants to give to you. And he's been planning this thing for you. Take it there and be all afraid. Like that chicken. I'm not going to do that thing again. I only do it once in a while because I did it to be funny. But I did it to make a point. But just sit there and be, no, pay attention to what God has for you. And advance, possess, cross over to that thing that God has given you. Maybe it's not a place God wants you to go to. Maybe it's a way God wants you to minister. There's a different opportunity for you. I think of that verse in Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, to give you a hope and a future. Not the plan of failure. Not the plan for you to fall down and break your crown and have Joe come tumbling after. But to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. That's the plan of God. And so what is that thing? What is it? And whatever the thing that God's called you to do, it's not always going to be hunky-dory. Because yes, the spies, they were scared. Saw something they didn't like, but the way they acted wasn't the way God wanted them to. But like I said, God wants us to take possession of land or to advance in the way it is God wants you to. And some of you maybe it is property. Some of you it's a business. Some of you could be on a different things. Some of you don't know what it is. You just know that God has something good for you, as God has great plans for all of us. And I've been hearing the verse a bit more lately since the shutdown. Sometimes I like to call it the shut up. because those different doctors, like Fauci, who just might be a quack, I don't know, he might be, they make it seem like, oh, they know everything, so just be quiet and do what I tell you. That's why I call it the shut up. You figured that, right? But anyhow,
that verse has been mentioned a lot, and with great merit,
because the truth of the matter is, God has a plan for you. He has plans to prosper you, give you a hope in the future. Maybe you were doing what God wanted you to do, but then the assignment changed. You did that. Now I want you to do this. Now I want...
Part of it is, yes, God wants you to do certain things. Also, the other side of it, God wants to bless you. Part of why I took that time earlier, listeners, to talk about tithes and offerings. Because if you're robbing from God, if you're not bringing the tithes and offerings, and you're withholding it, you're not robbing by taking, you're robbing by withholding, meaning you're not bringing it in, and you don't bring in the tithes and offering, which as we dealt with earlier, tithe is 10%. Offering is above and beyond that, what you feel in your heart. The Lord looks on your heart. So it's not just, you know, how many dollars. You know what I mean? It's about the percent. Like if you have $100, example, and you give 10, then, or you have $1,000 and you give 100, it's different than if you have $10 and you give, or all 10. Gotta look higher on the one who gives the greater percentage, not the one who gave more dollars. The Lord looks at the heart. And when he sees, like, you're giving you with your whole heart, you're giving it all you've got, and obviously, if you are doing that, giving from your heart, then obviously, as you get blessed, your giving should increase in dollar amount, of course. But I said God looks at the heart. And God wants to bless us. God wants to use us. He really does. And the more blessed that we are, the more we can do for the Lord to fulfill everything that he's called us to do. Because the truth of the matter is, the fact of the matter is, we're in the last of the last days. We are. It's becoming more and more apparent every day. We're getting closer, closer, and closer, and closer. Jesus could come tomorrow. I mean, we're in the last of the last days, either way. Praise God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for this word tonight.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word. I thank you that these listeners would in their lives, that they would cross over and possess. They would not just be afraid, but they would cross over and possess whatever it is that you have for them to receive. Whether it's a blessing, whether it's an opportunity, whether it's ministry, whatever that thing is that you want them to cross over and possess. That they would just have, go and possess everything that you have for them. And I just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. As far as sports, looks as of right now like the Tigers will be resuming play on Friday. They're on pause right now because their opponent, St. Louis, had a bunch of players out with the virus. But like I said, they'll be starting back up Friday. The Tigers will, as of right now. As for football, there is no pro preseason this year. They are looking to start the Labor Day as they normally would at this point, but that could change. And I'll keep you posted. Folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
What did you make? Because I smelled some good stuff.
Don, can you get me one of those ice cream sandwiches? Yeah.